to me your secrets. Show me your nightmares. All cats are gray in the dark, dear. Whether or not you dare.
Welcome to All Cats Are Gray in the Dark. I'm your host, April Simmons. This podcast contains true cases of graphic violent crimes and other stories of a dark nature. Please be advised that due to the subject matter and violent, sometimes sexual content and obscene language, this podcast is not for children or the faint of heart.
Come here!
You can do it.
Don't scream at me.
I thought about it really hard. I was like, I should probably not scream at her this time. She might stop doing the podcast. Wow, you really must be tired. Let's go. Let's just jump in.
That's how you, when the huh-huhs come out. That's when I'm really tired. I mean, we've been literally like putting floors in and painting and yard work and unpacking still. I unpacked all our books today. Oh my God. I unpacked all the books because Justin had already brought them in while I was gone for TupeloCon. And so I got everything situated. I was just like, yeah, I fit everything better this time. I wonder why. And then I sat there thinking about it. I'm like, wait, where's the Harry Potter books? Oh, where's the Witcher books? Where's the Dragonlance books? Fuck. And then his mom's like, I'll go check the garage. And she found 3 more fucking boxes of books after I thought I was done. And I was like, no. And then so I finally reorganized everything again. Because we don't do alphabetical or anything like that. We put them in groups of like, I have a whole shelf dedicated to like book to movie.
Yeah.
Or book to TV show. And then there's like 2/3 of a shelf just for Stephen King. And the other 3rd goes to Orson Scott Card. Then there's, you know, like the fantasy and series ones. So there's like Twilight, Dragonlance, Wheel of Time, Witcher. And I still couldn't fit everything. And I'm like, what the fuck did I do? Did I buy more books while we were moving? Because I mean, honestly, that sounds like something I'd do. And then I finally got it all organized and I was just staring at my work and then realized, fuck, where are the Harry Potter books? Like I did it again. I still don't know where they are. I have like the whole nice set that looks like the castle, and I'm like, damn, there's still probably a box of books somewhere.
Yeah.
So anyway, I stopped for now because I'm like, you know what, I'm not gonna look for it.
Special section for those or something.
Yeah, I'll set them somewhere else in the house with my shame for J.K. Rowling.
Yes, that's pretty much how I feel right now. I'm pretty much refuse to give her any more money.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, we're not going to. Which hurts because that new game looks so cool.
I know it does look cool, but I just
time to go to Pirate Bay.
But yeah, I just refuse to give her any more money because she can't shut her whore mouth. Anyway,
She's
just a terrible human being. Anyway. Yeah. And by the way, Casual Vacancy, still a shitty book. Anyway.
That was actually something his mom found, that my copy of that it's slightly destroyed. I think that's John Wiseman's fault. It was somebody borrowed it and didn't take care of it. And I just always blame John Wiseman because he fucked up one of my Harry Potter books, like my original set.
Oh, that's...
And I'm just like...
Fucking up a book is just... We're done. Like, you can never borrow anything of mine ever again.
Yeah.
I had Casual Vacancy, but I think I got rid of it because I just really didn't like that book. It was...
Yeah. It's pretty depressing.
Yeah, it was just really depressing. Anyway.
Not a lot happens in it either. Yeah. Continue. Yes.
Yes. Let's get to the show and get going. And then we can go to bed or... I'm going to go probably play.
Justin's running us a bath.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, I have not actually gotten to use our giant bathtub at the new house.
I didn't know you had a giant bathtub.
Yeah, it literally will fit both of us. I'll have to... That's pretty much why Justin picked this house. I swear to God, it hadn't... Like, It has a bathtub that will fit us both. It's a jacuzzi tub. And so now we'll never leave this house, basically. We've spent a lot of money on this house just because of that damn tub.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a really pretty minnow.
Yes. I still haven't made James watch that. I need to do that sometime.
I've made Nancy. Well, I think Jacob and Camille and Nancy and Justin, I made them all watch it. But I had already made
Justin. How did they feel about it, though?
They liked it. They actually really liked it. And Camille was like, you know, I went into this really not expecting much. And she's like, that turned out, that was really good.
Yeah, it's kind of, when you hear the name of it, you're just like, ugh. We're talking about Threesome, the movie, by the way, since we didn't really state that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, when you hear about it, you just automatically think, oh, it's a bunch of sex, woo. It's really not. I would call it a dramedy.
Yeah.
There's drama. It's got a lot of heart to it. Anyway, it's really a good movie. Yeah.
It's a good movie. Good 90s movie.
I think I had a hella crush on Josh Charles back then.
Yep.
Anyway. Also, James has never seen Reality Bites. There's several 90s movies he has, and I'm like, how did you miss those?
Yeah. I don't even think I've seen Reality Bites, like, consecutively, like, in one sitting.
Hmm. I was in love with Ethan Hawke back then, too. So, yeah. You know. And I also I've been meaning to make him watch the adaptation of, what's Good the one with him? Yes, I have not made him watch that yet.
Yeah.
I need to do that. I love.
I like Gattaca personally with Ethan Hawke.
Yeah. He's in like everything lately. He's in a horror movie I watched recently. What was the freaking. It's actually a really good one that we watched. Black Phone, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Black Phone. He's the bad guy and he plays a really good bad guy. You're like.
Spoiler.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not. You know from.
I know.
it's pretty obvious who he is pretty early on in the movie. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure you can tell from watching the previews too.
Yeah. I actually haven't even seen the previews. I've heard people talking about it.
But even though you kind of know that and much going in, like it's still just a really fucking good movie.
Yeah.
Unexpected is what I would call it. Because I've seen so many horror movies in my life that now I'm so jaded. Like it's hard for any movie. I mean, it's hard for any movie to scare me anyway.
Yeah.
And then,
Hereditary.
Yeah.
It was the last one that actually kind of scared me.
Probably me too. And I mean, this one didn't really scare me that bad, but it was still a really good movie. It was unexpectedly good. So I'm going to add that to the recommends. All right, let's kick this off. It's your turn.
Sorry. We've just been rambling.
Yeah, I know. It's what we do.
That's a lot of words there. So in 2022, Russo-Ukrainian war, the 2022 Ukraine cyber attacks and Russo-Ukrainian crisis and Operation Samantha Smith. So on February 25th, 2022, Twitter accounts associated with Anonymous declared that they had launched a cyber operations against the Russian Federation in retaliation for the invasion of Ukraine, ordered by Russian President Vladimir Putin. I don't know why I said that like that.
The group later is funny to us. I don't.
Yeah.
Putin.
That makes me think of Gilmore Girls, the musical part where they say the name Putin and Putin. Anyway, that's in A Year in the Life musical section. Anyway, I'm tired. The group later temporarily disabled websites such as RT.com and the website of the Defense ministry, along with other state-owned websites. Anonymous also leaked 200 gigabytes worth of emails from the Belarusian weapons manufacturer Tetrader. Which provided logistical support for Russia in the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Anonymous also hacked into Russian TV channels and played Ukrainian music through them.
That's kind
of
funny.
Through them and showed uncensored news of what was happening in Ukraine. So for Operation Russia, on March 9th, 2022, Anonymous declared on Twitter that they hacked and broadcast 400 Russian surveillance cameras and broadcast them on a website. They call this Operation Russian Camera Dump. On March 25th, 2022, Anonymous declared on Twitter a hack of Russian Central Bank. Anonymous released 28 gigabytes of data exfiltrated by the Russian Central Bank. included in the package are registrations, invoices, internal communications, documents, notes, bank statements, names of shareholders of various banks, bank licenses, names, addresses of clients, apparently high-profile clients, etc. On March 29th, 2022, Anonymous attacks two Russian companies, Mash Oil and Rusport, and exfiltrate 112 gigabytes of data. So in there was one of those reasons that some hacking bothers me is when they release, like, addresses of people, names and addresses. You're potentially risking people that have nothing to do with this, you know?
Well, they said high-profile clients, too, so I don't know if they did a massive info dump or if they just did it for certain ones.
Yeah, I feel like they wouldn't take the time to pilfer through all of that.
Yeah, that's true. Next up, this is my favorite Anonymous story because I just watched the documentary called The Most Hated Man on the Internet. And it is about, I won't read this, I'll just explain it to you first. Okay. It's about this guy who ran the revenge porn website. I don't know if you ever heard of it. Is anyoneup.com. Where, you know, people would post revenge nude pics of women, sometimes involving their personal information with the photos too.
Bullshit.
And he would not take that shit down. People threatened him and his followers threatened people back. It's nasty. And if you just watch some clips of him, like if you just watch like 5 minutes worth of an interview with him, you will hate his freaking guts. I'm telling you, he is a bad man. Anyway, so he's a really bad dude, and Anonymous decided to do something about it, basically.
To fuck him up.
Yeah. But here, I'll read the detailed version of that. That was the summary, just to explain what we were talking about. Most Hated Man on the Internet premiered Wednesday, July 27, 2022. Highly recommend you look it up. It's really good. 3-part limited series look into the founder of the infamous website, isanyoneup.com, launched in 2010. It invited users to upload nude images of women, and often people posted the victim's social media handles and personal information along with the photos. In some cases, users would post nude images of their ex-partners and even add their addresses. Charlotte Laws was one of the women who worked to expose and bring more to justice after naked images of her daughter were posted to the site. So some mom got really pissed and was like, I'm finna do something about it.
And was this underage? Or
I do. There just was a daughter. I can't remember if her daughter was underage or not specifically, but there were some underage ones involved.
Yeah.
And also, this mother got in touch with other women that had the same thing happen to them, and some of them said, you know, because the guy that ran it, Hunter Moore, his whole attitude about it was, if you send out your naked pics to anybody, then it's your fault. Because that becomes public, you know?
Yeah.
But after talking to several people that had this happen to them, that mother found out that some of these women did not send those pictures to anybody. Mm. Like they did not have, you know, like they didn't.
They were hacked.
Yeah, they were hacked. Yeah. Not all of them were that way. Obviously, some of people did take pictures and send them to people, but
it doesn't matter.
But there were cases of hacking involved too.
Yeah.
Anyway, not only that, but Anonymous, the hacktivist collective movement, took aim at the site's founder. So how and why did Anonymous go after Hunter Moore? Back in 2012, Naked Security reported that a statement published on Pastebin called out to and encouraged Anonymous members across the globe to take action against Hunter Moore in the name of making a real difference in the lives of hundreds of bullied teenagers and protect them from real harm such as rape or stalking. Ultimately, Anonymous regarded Hunter Moore's site as a form of bullying, and posting personal information about the victims on the site was encouraging further bullying that could escalate into harassment or physical harm. The posting doxed Moore's personal information, including his date of birth, home address, phone number, social media handles, parents' name, IP addresses, OkCupid profile, and a list of pending lawsuits against him. That's what you get, bitch.
Yeah.
This collective action, which was coined Operation Anti-Bully or Operation Hunt Hunter, came about after Moore detailed a new website following the purchase of his old website. See, he sold his Anyone Up website and then just started a new one.
Of course.
The BBC reported on a media release by Anonymous on their efforts in December 2012. We will protect anyone who is victimized by abuse of our internet. We will prevent the stalking, rape, and possible murders as byproducts of his sites. Operation Anti-Bully, Operation Hunt Hunter, engage. We are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Hunter Moore, expect us. Business Insider reported that Anonymous hijacked Moore's site, attacked his servers and his merchandise chain while also defacing the site. I would love to see what they wrote on his site. Dear God.
Yeah.
I need that detail for somebody to. I did not see that when I was doing the research, but if somebody knows, send it to us. We will gladly add that on a future episode. So read the rest of that.
No.
Yeah.
In the documentary, it's also alleged that the group restricted access to Moore's bank accounts, had him declared dead, and even sent masses of sex toys to his home address, which he was probably fine with, honestly. Sounds like a freak. Further explaining the reason for launching Operation Hunt Hunter, Naked Security reported that Anonymous acknowledged the severity of the issue in a statement. Hunter Moore, founder of previous revenge pornography site, isanyoneup.com, is coming back stronger than ever from the shutdown of his previous website. This capitalist makes money off of the misery of others. People submit pictures of others naked to his website, and he posted their social networking profiles along with the pictures. They added, this time he is taking it a step further and plans to list physical addresses next to the victims' pictures along with a map to their house, self-proclaiming that he has single-handedly enabled the stalking of hundreds. The BBC also reports that Anonymous uploaded a video to Vimeo at the time which showed pictures of Amanda Todd, a girl who committed suicide after nude images of her were uploaded on the internet to help illustrate just how harmful Moore's actions could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy.
When I say he's a douchebag, he is a douchebag.
Yeah.
And Most Hated Man on the Internet is streaming exclusively on Netflix. I just wanted to add that again, just in case you missed me saying where it was or anything. But it's mostly about him and the whole situation and the victims and stuff like that. And the Anonymous thing is kind of just tacked on at the end.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure that I included that story in this because I actually agree with what they did to him, because they basically did what he was doing to other people.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm fine with that one. Like, that guy's a douchebag. If you watch, like I said, if you watch just a few minutes of him talking, you'll want to punch him in the face. Like, seriously, yeah. He is a terrible person. Like, he was never apologetic or pretty much people just privately contacted him just to take down their pictures, like not anybody else's pictures. Like, the mother had tried to contact him. He either wouldn't reply to messages at all like that, or he would just be like, nah.
Yeah, like thanks. Good.
Or he would threaten people. Like, or his followers were threatening people, like, just all kinds of bad stuff. Yeah, like, but yeah, he would just be like, you can't do anything legally because they sent that picture out and made themselves look bad, you know? Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Ian, though, because the mother gathered up enough incidences where they ended up finding out that, yeah, he did have, like, a hacker that was on his team or whatever that was doing stuff. Like, not all of it was, but he did have a hacker on the team that was doing stuff, too. So, behind the scenes, and he did have to do some time over this shit. I think him and the hacker did time. But,
you know, I don't even know anything, like, I don't know the details of what WikiLeaks is or was or what happened with the Julian Assange, so maybe we could do another episode sometime on that, because I literally have no idea.
Yes,
I am that sheltered.
I know of it, but I don't really know all the details of that myself either.
We got an idea.
I got an idea for a movie.
Good idea.
Yeah. And now we're going to get sued by...
Well, we were singing it. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah. We're singing it live. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's legally okay, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Going with it.
Something like that. But anyway, I guess the moral of the story is we don't necessarily agree with everything that... I almost called them V for Vendetta. That Anonymous does. We don't necessarily agree with it. But I personally say that there should be more of a citizen police type of situation going on because of the things that the government gets away with.
Yeah.
Like that. Like, I think there should be just concerned citizens that are active in trying to make sure that I'm trying to think of how to word this without sounding like a total douchebag. That makes sure that everything's above board. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the easiest way I could think of to say it. What's your final thoughts on this before we go to bed?
I mean, I feel like I'm never the norm on this. I just, like I said, I feel like more care should be taken to not expose the everyday person when they do stuff like this. If it was all like the one dude, Most Hated Men, if it was more directed like that and less of, like, you know, like the Russian one potentially releasing addresses of people that just happened to be in a bank in Russia, like, damn. Not all of Russia is bad. Okay, maybe most of them. No, I'm kidding. Every country that gets into a war, obviously we didn't want to go to war in Iraq or anything like that. You know what I mean? Like, I think they're also still doing some bad in the background. Mm-hmm. And that sucks. Yeah. It was just, that's all I got. I don't know. It's a gray area for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess we're going to just wrap this up and hope y'all enjoy it. And we got some more stuff coming up for you soon now that things have kind of sort of normalized.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we might have to take off some time during the holidays because I'm planning on going up there. Yeah. And I might die from the cold.
No, it will be beautiful.
Yeah. I'm going to be sad for Thanksgiving, though, because... like, I'll just be stuck doing stuff with his family, and no offense to them, but it's not the same.
Yeah. Food won't be as good.
Yeah. Although his aunt has some hella good potato salad, though. I literally just be getting a whole plate of potato salad and sitting in a corner like, nobody judge me.
Nice. Sounds like a good day to me.
I know, right? I need her recipe. It's not like my, I mean, I still prefer mom's, but hers is really good. More of a traditional one.
Yeah.
It's just really, I don't know what she puts in it, but it's really good. I could just eat it all day. And now I want potato salad and I don't have the stuff to make it.
No.
I'm sad now. Anyway, we'll see y'all next time. Bye-bye.